mentor too. Ken, it's a strange thing. I wanted to create something. It never occurred to me how hurt that I would feel if what I created was not loved. Ron, oh yeah, Ken, it's great for me. I'm what you created. I need to ask you something. Am I more than a shadow of things that were? Ken, yes. Ron, I don't believe you. I am your shadow. How am I more than what you did or wished to do? Ken, because other people have read about you and you became something different for them. Ron, that's what you wanted? Ken, I don't know what I expected. Ron, but you wanted people to love me, and by loving me, they would love you. Ken, I did want that. Ron, but it didn't happen the way you hoped, did it? Ken, I don't know what I hoped, but you're right. I was disappointed. Ron, does that mean that I disappointed you? Ken, that's too easy. I don't know the answer. Ron, you are so full of shit that it floods out your eyes. Ken, I hate references to scatological things. Ron, how could you lie to me of all people? Ken, then you admit you are a person. Ron, so you wrote these books and gave yourself license to tinker, didn't you? Ken, yes. Ron, and what you want me to do is be grateful that I was created at all and not complain about the way that you created me. Ken, maybe. Ron, I almost believe you think that is so. Ken, what is stopping you? Ron, I want my own life, one that isn't your shadow. Ken, your life comes from my imagination, my memory. Ron, so why can't you set me free? Ken, what would you be free to do? Ron, I don't know. I don't know what freedom is. I'm created in your mind. I get sketched out in words. Anything and everything I do is potentially going to be edited. Even this, does it make the cut? Ken, I don't know yet. It sometimes feels like you were a medieval torture chamber hungry rodent that has been trained to gnaw its way into my anal cavity. Ron, how strange is it that the trip you describe is of your own invention? Ken, I'm not sure of that anymore. At one point or another, I may have said that was true. Ron, you picture me gnawing my way up into your ass. Ken, it isn't an image that I chose to share, but yes, it is not inaccurate. Ron, sitting down, looking up with a gesture of anguish and despair. So what is the point? Why am I here? Ken, even though you have been the vehicle of my self-discovery, I guess that I need more. Ron, what more? Ken, I want to know if it was worthwhile. Ron, and so you're asking me? Good choice, asshole. Ken, I don't know who else to ask. Ron, because you have been an asshole. Ken, don't hold back. Tell me how you really feel. Ron, see what I mean? Asshole. Ken, what happened is that I retired. The career that I loved turned into something else, and I looked for a way out. Ron, boo-hoo. So hard for you, huh? Ken, that is how I would have expected you to respond. Ron, yeah, I know. Didn't really feel so good doing it. Ken, so I'm still trying to find meaning in it all. Ron, do you want a truly honest response? Okay, let's say that you do. You created me with a need to spread my seed. I wanted to impregnate. I was primal and feral. But from your perspective, there was an opportunity for humor in it. So you went with that. You knew that sex could be funny, and what could be funnier than sex, and the need for it. Enter Robin. She is diminutive, with high cheekbones and blonde hair that hangs straight to her shoulders. Robin, sex with either of you was never that good. It was what I missed the least. Ken, all right, now I feel better. Robin, I haven't truly cared how you felt in a really, really long time. Ron, is that true for me too? Robin, there is no difference between you and him, except you were a puppet. Ken laughs with self-deprecation. It's so good to see you again, Robin. Robin, nice to see you too, Ken. Ron, is there a difference? Ron, that's what we are discussing. Robin, she giggles, almost puts her hand up over her mouth, but does not. And what have you decided? Ken, we are still in the process. Robin, it's funny. That's really comfortable for you, and yet you want it to be over. Ken, do you think that there's a difference? Robin, ask Karen. Ken, I'm asking you, though. What do you think? Robin, only the thoughts that you have put in my head. Ron, exactly. Ken, I wanted it to be more than that. Robin, here are your words. How's that working out for you? Ron laughs. Ken, how has it worked out for you? Silence. Ken, acrimony can be entertaining, but that seems to be its only value. Robin, did you ever think that you might be left-handed? Ron, which one of us? Robin, it doesn't matter. Ron, it does to me. Robin, I know that it's sad for you, but it was created to be sad for you. Ken, I didn't do it for that. Robin, face it, Ken. This conversation is all about you. Not Alan, not Karen, not Tom, not Noreen, and not Harold or Gary would ever take part in this kind of conversation with you ever again. Ken, I think you're right about that. Robin, but you don't really know what to do, do you? Ken, no. Ron, I do.